What is going on, Straight to Voicemail Nation? How are we feeling? Welcome to episode 25 of the best podcast in Baltimore, in all of the land, Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C, because it doesn't matter if it's your stepapi, your mama, maybe it's your sponsor, you know, they're always checking up on you. Maybe it's Big Dick 66, Justin Tucker, post field goal winning kick. Maybe it's you never know, send that shit straight to fucking voicemail. Because STV is back, better than ever. I know we've been absent for a few weeks. I'll be honest, I was holding off on episode 25 because I was trying to get that big special guest, that big break for the big quarter of a century episode, and I just couldn't do it. So I wanted to stop delaying the inevitable and just whip it out and just hit episode 25 harder than ever, just with the basics, solo episode with Sammy C. That time for STV will come. As my life mentor and boss said, you know, that could be episode 50, episode 100. But for now, we're kicking it old school for the STV fans that are with us. We gained, shout out, another financial supporter, Jess Carter. We love you. We hear you. We feel you. We are with you. And we thank you because that's epic. The more financial we get, the better we proceed. I started handing out some of our business cards again, keeping those stocked in the wallet, handing those out. Every time, every chance I get, because we're going the pod every chance we get. I guess I'll start with a little bit of life updates. I finally made it to the grocery store. I've been now to BJ's and Harris Teeter, Harry Teets, as the local Locust Point people like to say. I made it with my BFF, Mara Mick. It was a grand old time. I'll tell you, I never realized how long it takes to get deli meats. That was definitely an interesting experience. I thought they just sliced that shit up and went. It took me about 10 minutes to get just turkey and ham. So I won't be doing that too often because it was horrible. On the laundry end, another big part of living on your own. I don't hate doing the laundry. You put it in, pop a few pods, Tide pads, you hit go and you're good to go. It's the fucking folding and the hanging it up and all the tchotchkes that go along with doing laundry that I just can't do. I'll be honest, I've had every load since after week one or two of living on my own, kind of just sitting in the hamper, and I just use it as I go, which isn't great. I probably look wrinkly, but I just can't fold. Folding's so boring. I folded twice probably since I've been on my own. I miss my sister because, man, could she fold a piece of cloth, and she did a great job. I miss that. I just spent $200 on clothing. I did an online order on, I hope I'm saying this right, Shein, which is a popular women's clothing site, but I found has great men's clothing that I will do some reviews on once it comes in. But I'm having a bit of anxiety because I've never spent more than probably $50 on clothes on my own, and I just spent nearly $200. So talk about growing up and maturing. This is going to be crazy because I've never spent that much fucking money in my life, except on probably a tab at a bar, and now I'm just spending it on clothes, which, ugh, I miss when my mom would just pay for every piece of clothing I got. But hey, growing up, right? Which, in turn, with all this money spent, is why I got my fourth job. So, just to recap, we know I have the big boy job, I am a bartender, the podcast, and now I'm a wedding bartender, adding that to the repertoire. Me and Rumi Nora, who was feet on the Drunken Evening podcast. We bartended a dear friend, Amy Manger, and caught, well, I don't know. I don't want to put a stomp on feminism because she might not be changing her name. I shouldn't assume a new bride is changing her name. So I'm still going to call her Amy Manger for the sake of being politically correct. As you know, we try not to get canceled here at Straight to Voicemail. That we say some raunchy things, we keep it PC. So I'm going to call her Amy Manger still and Kyle Bailey. They got married, and I was blessed to be a part of the wedding at behind the bar. It was a tremendous celebration outdoors, not too hot, not too cold. They have this beautiful bar that me and Nora posted up at. Nora's never bartended a day in her life, but she always makes cocktails at the beach. So I thought, hey, why not? And man, did we crush it. We were making some stiff ones, getting the people loaded, as we like to say. So I'm available for hire for now my fourth job, which is wedding bartender. Maybe I'll be a wedding singer for my fifth job, but for right now, I'm going to stick to wedding bartending for my fourth job, which was an absolute blast. One thing I noticed, which is pretty funny, and it's not annoying, it's just kind of funny that people, when they probably don't even notice it when they're ordering, but people order their drinks, blah, 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 and then it's the people that come up and they're like, hey, I got a special order for the bride. Can I get her? And it's like, first of all, I know the fucking bride. I've already made her a drink. I know what she wants. You telling me who the drink is for is not going to change. Like, people come up and they're like, can I get a, this is for the groom. Not the groom. I never had someone order for the groom. This is for the father and mother of the groom. So can they have the blah, blah, blah. And they order the drink for the, like, which is great. Love everybody. But I, no offense, I don't have a fucking pixie dust that I sprinkle on top of a special order when people that are either getting married or they're paying for the wedding, or I don't have a pixie dust that makes a special drink for them. They get the same damn thing as everybody else. It's the same vodka soda. It's the same rum and coke. It's the same damn drink. No matter if you're the bride, you're the father of the bride, you're the priest, you're the deacon, you're Peter, Paul, and Mary. It doesn't fucking matter. You're getting the same drink. Like, I can make it stiffer for you. I can. That's about it, though. I mean, there's no top shelf at a wedding. I mean, you're getting the same type of vodka. You're getting the same everything. There's no Cristal that we have to serve for the father and the mother. So I just think it's funny that people, when they come to order, when they're getting a drink for someone, and then it happens to be someone important related to the wedding, they name drop. And they think, and I really do think they don't even notice, but in their mind, they're doing such an important task of getting a drink for either the bride, the groom, the mother of the bride, the father of the groom, and they think, you know what, it's go time. So when they come up to the bar, they got to keep it under wraps. They're like, you know what, this is for XYZ, by the way. And you're like, okay, cool. Same damn ice, same damn vodka, same damn mixer, same damn drink. So I just thought that was really funny. People without even realizing it, just they kind of up the ante when they're ordering for somebody they think is important. So that was my main takeaway from my new fourth job that I added to the repertoire. This episode is going to be just a lot of hot takes. I don't really have an STD of the week. Nobody's pissing me off. I'm trying to keep it positive this week, JK. I really couldn't think of an STD of the week other than maybe myself for taking another 2 weeks off. So we'll make that one sweet. STD of the week, Sammy C. Man, does it feel good to be that dirty and that grimy as STD of the week. So other than that, we'll get into some hot fucking takes. Up next, of course, like I mentioned, we got our hot takes, things that are on my mind, things that are pissing me off, anything that I can turn into an interesting topic for you. I'm going to make a hot take and I'm going to rip it and rip into you. I'm going to roll into the hot takes because this one's fresh on my mind. Fuck the first lady. Fuck the first lady. And you may be thinking I'm talking about Jillian, Dr. Jill Biden, but I'm not. I'm talking about the first lady of STV, Haley Kiger, because tonight she's on this Sunday, today's Monday or whatever day you're listening this week. She is at the Harry Styles concert at NYC, and she ran into my podcast, my inspirations for starting a podcast, Shree and Fran from Chicks in the Office, Barstool. Man, oh man, I fucking hate her because she met my idols. I'm so pissed right now because she posted on her story, blah, blah, blah. She ran into them in the pit. She got a picture with them. I tried to actually order because when I'm in Nashville in the coming weeks, Rhea and Fran are going to be at a bar doing a live recording. I tried to order tickets. I was too late. I didn't get it together. I wasn't prepared, so missed out on that. And now this bitch, the first lady of STV, Haley Kiger, is getting to meet them in person, in real life, not even planned. I'm just furious. She seemed to be pretty, pretty drunk. So I can't say. She initially said they weren't very nice, that they were stiff. But then her friend who was with her when meeting said they were freaking amazing, really nice. So once the excitement settles down from the Styles concert, then we'll have to get a true recap of what it was like meeting the chicks in the office. So my just initial hot take is fuck the first lady. I can't even talk about it. I'm so jealous. I love meeting famous people, especially on a whim, like running into John Harbaugh in Gettysburg or Debbie Phelps in the streets of Baltimore. Those are the moments that we live for, and I love running into famous people. And I haven't really ran into one in a long time other than freaking Justin from The Bachelor, and I keep forgetting to say hi to him, and I don't know. I don't know if he'd be nice, so he kind of scares me. So I haven't said hi to him yet either, and that's my first hot take. Next, during this sabbatical, I was listening to a new podcast, Serial, which, okay, new to me. I'm going to get made fun of for saying new because it was from 2014. And it's the initial podcast about Adnan Syed. If you don't know about him, he was the alleged murderer of a young girl here in Baltimore in 1999. They went to, I already forget the high school. I have a terrible memory as it is, so there's no way I'm going to remember all the facts about this case. I'm going to say my hot take is that you should listen to this podcast after you listen to STV because it's really good. I'm going to disappoint people because as steadfast and as opinionated as I am, this podcast is such a mindfuck because I have no idea if I think Adnan did it or if I think he did not do it. I have no idea. But anyway, after listening to, it's called Serial. He's got to scroll all the way back to season one. This lady has the most great calming voice. She does all her research. It's 12 episodes all about this murder. She talks about every possible detail. She meets different law people. She talks to people involved in the case. She doesn't talk to some people involved in the case because they decline to talk. Adnan's lawyer in the original case is dead, so she can't talk to her. But she goes through all the facts, everything related to the case. It's super interesting. I was hooked. I didn't listen to any of my other pop culture comedy podcasts that I listened to because I was hooked on Serial. It's really great. And very interesting. But I would still just suggest to listen to it because it was addicting. I listened to it on every car ride to work, from work. Once I got home and I didn't finish an episode, I finished it because it was that interesting. So hot take, listen to Serial by, I think her name's Sarah, but I forget. Another hot take, it's a previous STD of the week, Jackson Mahomes. Still a fucking sexually transmitted disease, and I hate him, and I hate the Chiefs. My most hated football team used to just be the Steelers or the Patriots. Now, I don't even feel, I just hate the fucking Chiefs. Fuck the Chiefs. I think, they're just a cocky bunch of assholes, and then Patrick Mahomes' brother and wife and baby mama are the worst. They piss me off. They bring darkness upon the game of football. They complain about the refs when they lose two games in a row. They wear pussy-ass shirts that say, "Leave Jackson Mahomes alone," in a tweet that nobody fucking cares about and everybody hates because they're still losers and we're still going to not leave you alone because you're an asshole. And you don't leave other people alone, and then when the hate comes back on you, you act like a little pussy bitch. So Jackson Mahomes is still a fucking STD. And my roommate Sierra may be an STD as well because she is obsessed with them. And I think that needs to end. So every time I see a negative storyline about that family, about those hooligans, I send it over to her so she can realize the truth behind those assholes and give them – just stop following them, because the most powerful thing you can do is unfollow a famous person on Instagram when they're assholes. And I truly believe that. And I just wish the Chiefs wouldn't have even won today because I don't think they deserved it. And go Birds of all kind. So that's my hot take on them. Still think they're assholes. And I don't appreciate the Mahomes. Blah, blah, blah. Next up, me and my other roommate watched 9 Perfect Strangers on Hulu. And I must say, it was an absolutely incredible show. It had everything you could dream of. It was weird. It was suspenseful. It had an ensemble cast, as they say. it was really great. It had Nicole Kidman, Melissa McCarthy. No. What's McCarthy? I forget. Some other guy that was famous. More famous people that I'm not even remembering. Chow from The Good Place. Everybody, which I love an ensemble cast. The plot line was incredibly weird, but it was still intriguing. And the ending was even weirder, but really great. Worth the watch. So go watch Nine Perfect Strangers if you're looking for a good TV show. Another good TV show hot take that I watched was Euphoria, which I'm very behind on this because I think they're already coming out with a season two. Euphoria was on HBO Max. So Euphoria was on HBO Max, and you got to watch that one too. This one was super weird. I mean, there was so much nudity. I used to say Netflix was horny, but now I think Hulu is even hornier because there was like sex scene after sex scene after uncomfortable sex scene after I don't even know. There was just so much profanity and nudity and uncomfortable situations and a dad of the high schooler that fucks people in hotel rooms, whether they're girls or men, or he does them all. And he videotapes. It's just whack shit, but still very entertaining. And it kind of puts a sour taste in your mouth for Jacob Elordi, who was in the Kissing Booth series, and he was so sweet, and he was the nice, young, attractive boyfriend that everyone loved. And now in this one, he's freaking crazy, scary, asshole, completely different persona. So it was interesting to see him take on an actual different role that he kind of crushed. And then Zendaya, wow, she was the lead actress in Euphoria, and she crushed it too. So another show to add to the list is Euphoria. And if you've seen both of these and want to chat with me about it, I would love to talk about it. Because I think they're both very, very interesting shows to watch, and I love to chat about all of them. Next up, this is actually back to like a wedding related topic, and I think it's kind of rang true, and I kind of didn't notice it. So this is an STV fan and contributor, Gabby Vujanic, who we all know and love. She sent this one in kind of like a fan favorite hot take. She was noticing on Instagram, because obviously everybody and their brother's getting married. I've been to some weddings. Everybody's been to weddings. The day before or leading up to the wedding, people like to post like a countdown, which, hey, as much as I'm an asshole, I don't hate that. I mean, it's fun. You post some throwbacks, pictures, videos, your favorite memories. I mean, you're whipping your dick out. Look how close I am to the bride, to the groom. I get it. That I don't hate. I'm still going to roast you, but I don't hate it. What we decided, Gabby and I talked it out. What we hate is the new phrase, let's get this couple married, or let's get this bride down the aisle, or we're going to get you married. And the more you think about it, the more you're like, what the fuck? What do you do to get them married? Like, yeah, you're there. If you're a bridesmaid, you're helping out. Maybe you're putting on an eyelash. Maybe you're pacing up her titties. Maybe you're tying the dress. You're helping out, sure. But you don't get to say, let's get this girl married. Because I think it's kind of tacky. It's like, what are you doing to get them married? You're not, unless you're the minister, like I will make, like when Donnie and Chloe, my cousins that I'm marrying, are the day before their wedding, if I post, let's get these two married, fuck yeah, I get to post that because I'm actually going to be marrying them under the eyes of God. Like that's my job, to literally get them married. So I can post that. But for any old Tom, Dick, and Harry, I can't post that because I truly have no contribution to their wedding. Like I have a wedding coming up in 2 weeks for my boss. I'm just going to go there and get drunk and steal all their liquor and have a damn good time. I'm not going to do anything nearly positive relating to get them married. So I'm not going to post the day before, let's get these two down the aisle. Like, no, that's not really anything to do with me. And everybody, I think, does it. And don't take this personally if you've done it. Well, actually, maybe you should. But it's just kind of ridiculous, the whole phrase, like, let's get these two married. Like, just say, can't wait to see. Because I feel like it almost makes it about you, which I'm not about that. I think it should just be like, can't wait to see you two walk down the aisle tomorrow, or can't wait for you two to get married. Like the let's get you two married is kind of just a weird phrase that's become very popular in a way, and everybody's doing it. So I'm hating on a lot of people, but I do agree with Miss Vujanic. I think it's tacky. So I think we should put the let's get these two down the aisle or let's get these two married to bed. And I think, I don't know. I could get some pushback on this one, which kind of excites me because I like to get pushback. I like to get people pissed off. Maybe I'm calling out a few STD listeners. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I definitely did that. Maybe. So we'll see. Next up, hot take. I told you it'd be a lot of hot takes. I'm just raining them on you. Let me think. Okay, I know which one. I'll save the other one for last because it really does fire me up. Apartment buildings are the – how do they avoid the heat rising rule? You know, I am in a townhome in my room on the upper floor, and the heat rises, and it's hot as fuck. And I'm on probably the third story, and heat rises. And everybody knows the term, heat rises, blah, blah, blah. But then if you think about it, you go to an apartment building on the 13th floor, and somehow their air conditioning is working where the heat doesn't rise there. So how the fuck does heat rise in homes and in townhomes, but not in apartment buildings? Think about that. I don't know the answer. I wish I did, because then I wouldn't be sweating every fucking night. I got two fans. I got the windows open. I moved my whole bedroom around because I tried to – the bed was covering up the vent. I had to do all that shit just for the heat to continue rising, and it doesn't work. But then in an apartment building on the 5th or whatever, 20th floor, people's air conditioning works like a charm, and their house is cold, and they don't have to worry about it. So what is the physics behind this? Somebody please fucking tell me, because it blows my mind. It does truly blow my mind. And it's annoying, and it's perturbing, and it's aggravating. It's absolutely ridiculous. So that's all I have to say about that. Last up, and this one's really been getting to me, and it has to do with credit cards. I've especially noticed it at the gas pump, but also other places. Are we fucking leaving the credit card in, or are we fucking pulling it out quickly? Because I need to know. I need to know which one is which. If I gotta leave it in and push it in hard so it stays in and it runs the credit card, good. If I gotta push it in quick, pull it right out, I'll do that too. I don't give a fuck either way. It's just gotta be a universal rule and a universal law on how the fuck to get your credit card to work. I mean, these lawmakers are doing God knows what in Congress and in the Senate, and they're making every damn law that doesn't matter to my life. I want them to get their asses out of bed, walk in there, and regulate how we're going to swipe our credit cards with these fucking chips. Do they stay in for 10 seconds and read it, and then you pull it out when it's done? Or do you put it in for 1 second and whip it out? And that's fine too. But I don't care. I don't care about anything else. I need clarity on this. This is a national issue that needs attention, and it needs clear instructions. Because I'm not going to go to an Exxon and have to leave it in for 10 seconds and then go to BJ's and then you got to insert quickly and pull out. Because it has got to be one or the other, across gas stations, across supermarkets, across everything. Because I get confused when I go and I put it in the credit card and I whip it out quickly. And then the machine beeps at the gas pump. Beep, beep, beep. Please leave in longer. Well, sorry, but last week at the Exxon, I had to remove quickly for it to work. Or else it beep, beep, beep that way. So I tell you what, these fucking gas stations especially need to get their shit together and figure their shit out immediately. So that when I go to the gas station, I'm either removing quickly or I'm leaving it in. And this is a clear problem. And it can't just be for me. Other people have gone through it as well. So we're gonna unite. We're gonna get their shit together so that we can get our shit together, and that's the last hot take I get because it really grinds my gears. So thank you for coming back to STV Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Stay away from those STDs and always turn to Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. We thank you for joining us for the 25th episode. We can't wait for 25 more, 50 more, 100 more, filled with more memories, filled with more laughs, filled with more hot takes, filled with more controversy, filled with everything you can fucking think of, because we pack it all in a quick little episode, or a long one, when fucking Chatty Cathy Jacobs is on the show. But anyway, I love you. Have a great rest of your week. Go Ravens. We got a Monday night game coming up, so that's going to be exciting. Hoping to get to the game. excited for this 4-game homestand at the bank. It's going to be exciting. Can't wait to get back to a Caldwell tailgate, get back to the Purple Patio where I truly belong every Sunday of my life. And we can't wait to see you back here for more installments of Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. All right, we love you. Goodbye.